Hey, welcome to Steel Naz, presented by Hedge Better, episode 187. Today is Wednesday, April 30th. We are sponsored by the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. If you're looking for legal, proper representation for first-time homebuyers or just any real estate spiel in town, look no further than Patrick J. Foley, located at 265 World Street, Quincy, Massachusetts. He gets it going. Gets the people going.
Gets it done.
What else is there to talk about? If
results,
you,
success.
If you need results at 11:59 p.m. on a Friday night, he'll be the first one there.
Results.
First one there. Have a lot on the agenda tonight. The Celtics tame the Magic as scheduled. I mean, we called Celtics in five. I don't think it was that much of a call. But I will say this. We'll dive into it, but I think we said last week the goal for the Magic was us for the hate them. Kind of hate the Magic a little bit.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Kind of hate the Magic a little bit. We'll give a little recap of the first round and who they're most likely going to play. Again, recording on a Wednesday night. The Knicks and Pistons are rolling into game six as Cade Cunningham led them last night. Patriots NFL draft recap. All around the talks, there's been, the Patriots have nailed the draft. But, we'll give you our little assumption on it. Bill Belichick, he is in the news again for the wrong reasons. Do we like this? Do we understand? Or is it just straight up blasphemous? We'll let you know. Bruins coaching search. Could it be a South Shore guy they hire? Could it be? And then we got baseball minute. Judge is leading batting average. The league in batting average. The Sox
absolute
are getting
God.
Healthy and pitching at the right time. Anything else, that's kind of it. I want to give a big shout out. Unfortunately, member of an extension of my family, family with Magic Mike and Anton, Peter Forbes, passed away this past week. Archbishop Williams alum, played UMass Lowell basketball, did so many things in his life, just to, overall family man. Want to give a shout out to his kids as well, his wife. Just had to do my due diligence there. Just hell of a guy. I wish we had him on the pod at some point. He went up against, I think it was Patrick Ewing in high school. Peter played for Archie's, and Patrick Ewing played for North Cambridge Catholic or something.
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of like a crazy tidbit.
Yeah. Thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, but shout out there. Anton, Magic, wish you were here tonight to kind of, tell some stories, but I just wanted to put that out in the forefront before we get going here. So the Boston Celtics advance in five games over the Orlando Magic. Just instant thoughts, Dale. What do you think?
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. Hate that guy.
Smell ya.
The absolute loser. Other side of that, Banchero, absolute gamer.
Yeah, no.
He's fucking amazing.
He is a player. It's a shame, too, because they play great defense on the Celtics. A lot of closeouts. Didn't really let them get off on a fast break. Franz Wagner, too, as much as I didn't like him. Because I did like Banchero. I think he's just like a future superstar of this league, if not. But they clearly were didn't have the team that the Celtics had. But they did present problems defensively. I mean, besides last night, that third quarter, when Banchero was out with five fouls. The Celtics went on. I think they outscored them 36-13 in third quarter. That was a difference in the game. But other than that, they didn't really allow the Celtics to score over 105 in any game.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, I think it was 2 minutes and 40 seconds. Banchero picked up three fouls.
Yeah.
And then they sat him. And before the coach could even be get back in there, we were up by 23.
Yeah, it was over.
You
can't blame the coach either, because if you put him back in the game with 5 minutes to go, I get, the Celtics are on this run, and he gets a sixth foul with 5 minutes to go in third quarter, you're screwed either way.
Yeah, no, you punted the game regardless. So that's a
tough predicament to be in. On the Celtics front, I mean, you have to applaud what they do. And, I get it's the first round. I get, you're facing the 41-41 Orlando Magic at the seventh seed. But I think, in terms of their height and toughness, that really presented them a lot of problems. And Jason Tatum, after kind of having a, sluggish first game, missing four free throws, didn't shoot his best, field goal percentage, was a dog these last four games, including last night. Only 16 shot attempts, 10 field goals, 3-4-5 from the three. I think he finished after that game one in the series, like 35 or 35 from the free throw line. Mm-hmm. Just a clear leader of the team when they needed the most. Jaylen Brown still battling injuries and stuff. Kristaps definitely not even close to his best performance as a Celtic. I think they're going to really need him going forward.
Yep, but that's fine. That's fine, exactly.
And it even, like, even shout out to the bench. Peyton Pritchard didn't really have a good game two through four. Came back, hit some shots last night. Sam Hauser was a perfect four for four, played extremely well. Will Cornett's another guy where I don't know if he's like drinking on the bench or something.
He struggled a bit last night. He struggled a bit last
night. It's going to be interesting to see, like, just matchup on matchup, whether it's the Knicks or the Pistons, because the Knicks don't – neither the Knicks or the Pistons. I don't care what you say. They might be a better team than the Magic, but they don't play as good defense as the Orlando Magic. Like, no doubt. It's going to be – like, is Kata going to get, you know, minutes if they play the – just say they play the Knicks. So you have Karl Anthony Towns. You have the Robinson guy. They have some bigs, you know, outside of Kristaps and Al, who are really going to, you know – help you on the front there.
Yeah, can give minutes, you know, do the thing.
And it's definitely going to be Cornette. They're definitely going to throw him in there. But if he continues to struggle, I mean, I say that he went 3 for 3 last night shooting. I mean, those were probably like layups and dunks, but...
No, yeah, exactly. No, where he was, it was like, they do a pick and roll a lot with him. And, and it was struggling last night. And it's usually lights out. It usually, like, they double team Tatum, he falls in and he gets like the dunk. But he just, like, the passes just weren't connecting. And that's also credit to the Magic, as we were saying, the defense.
The word I would use is just clumsy. He comes out there kind of looking a little sluggish. But, like I could picture him on, like, the Wizards or something being, like, a good player on, like, a really bad team.
Yeah.
You just happen to be the 9th or 10th on, like, the best team in the league right now.
No, and then when they didn't have a 3 in the first half, like, if you watch this team... You should have known they were going to be raining them in the second half. Like that bombardment that happened in the third quarter, you could see from a mile away.
So I think they were, get my math right, I think they were 0 for 8 in the first half. In the second half, they went, so that math is 13 for 16 from 3.
Yeah.
That is fucking insane.
No, and what's crazy is like they obviously had 0%, so percentage-wise it was worse. But like the Magic was shooting worse than them from 3.
Yeah. No, that's
like they obviously hit one, so their percentage was higher, but they were like 4 for 26 at one point. Like they missed like 18 in a row.
That's exactly what the scouting report were going into the series. They said they're going to play good defense, but outside of Banchero, outside of Franz Wagner, you're not going to see anyone score any points. And that's pretty much exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Even Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, who was kind of like the guy we were looking at the entire time, like, fuck that guy. I thought he actually played relatively well out of all 5 games that he did last night. Still only shot 3 for 9 as I look at this score sheet here. So,
and I think those 3 were in the first quarter.
Yeah, so maybe it looked a lot better because he literally didn't hit a shot the first 4 games.
Yeah, no, we looked awful. Like, he drained, like, back-to-back threes in, like, the opening couple minutes. And, like, normally that would be kind of like, it's a, like... It's not a night type of thing, but I was still like, we're going to fucking kill these guys.
Do you
guys
know his contract? It's 3 years, $66 million. Guy's getting paid $22 million a year.
Fuck that.
That's fucking insane. Absolutely. Like,
I hate the Magic.
I don't know how you let him out of a contract. It's not like football where you can just cut him at any point and it's only guaranteed money. But I would try to get rid of him for anything at this point.
Anything. Yeah, fuck that.
Again, another, like if they had the other Wagner and Jalen Suggs... Probably, I might give Orlando another game, but, you know, this was a dominant closeout in the second half, like championship teams do. And again, I get we're talking about the Orlando Magic here, who we beat. But, you know, you got to put some respect on the Celtics' name and Jason Tatum coming out guns blazing
to start
the postseason.
And he was, like, in his postgame, he was like, I expect to see Banchero, like, many times in the future. And there's a good chance that happens throughout the years to come.
Yeah, they're one guy, you know, they're one another player
away
from
being
good. Yeah,
they got
to get
older and a player, and like, that's going to be a pretty good team for a few years, I think.
Like, I don't think Kevin Durant's going to Orlando anytime soon, but like, if you ever threw him in there, that's a team, even though he goes to every team and then ends up losing besides the Warriors. So maybe a bad example there. But all around the NBA, it's been... As much as I want to, like, complain about how bad the NBA sucks, been a pretty good first-round playoff so far. That Golden State Houston series has been unreal. They're actually playing tonight, recording on the Wednesday night. Houston's facing an elimination game. I think at least three of these four games could have gone either way. The Rockets are up by 25 points in the second quarter right now. We'll see how that plays out.
That's too early to be up that high against Steph Curry. They got to keep foot on the gas.
Yeah, Steph Curry has 2 shot attempts, 0 points. Jimmy Butler has 4 shot attempts, 0 points.
Yeah.
So it's a matter of when instead of if.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That will be much closer by the final, in my opinion.
Going down the list, the Pacers took care of business. That was actually pretty impressive. They took care of business last night in overtime. Tyrese Halliburton with a game winner. Dennis Daggall up in Giannis's face. And that definitely wasn't warranted. I think that was kind of bullshit. If Giannis kind of clocked him, I'd say that was fair game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100% Giannis's last game is a buck.
Oh, yeah. A million.
Yeah.
They're going to have a meeting with him and sit down. What are you going to tell him? Oh, we're going to run it back with you and Dame next year.
Yeah, right, don't now. You just want to stay in Milwaukee?
Yeah. No.
Fuck no.
Everyone's saying the Lakers. I feel like Lakers, no, but definitely like not Milwaukee.
Yeah, and he's a guy where it's kind of like wherever he wants to go, because he'll fit fucking with anything. You know what I mean? You can just throw him on a squad.
And if you're a superstar at this point, especially his stature being a top three player in the game, why wouldn't you want to stay in the Eastern Conference where it's way more, besides the Celtics and the Cavs playing well, it's way less competition outside of the Western Conference. On the other note, the Cavs looked impressive against a shitty Miami team, swept them 4. It's going to be the Cavs and the Pacers. Pacers definitely going to give them a run for their money, having that experience from last year. I could definitely see that going 6-7 games, but I get it. It's Miami too. I get that happened, but the Cavs like dominated every fucking game. And playing defense, closeouts, Donovan Mitchell was their guy. They have a lot going for them.
I've never seen a team with a sadder performance, I think, than the Heat in that game 4.
Yeah, they lost by 50.
If I owned that team, every person in that building would be fired.
That's fair.
Every fucking one of them.
And then
concessions. Yeah. Do your job. I want
a clean slate.
Yeah, everyone gone.
Clean slate.
That was fucking disgusting.
I can't imagine.
Like, they lost by like 60. They deserved 200. That should count as losses next year. That was pathetic.
Western Conference wise, I knew that the Denver and the LA Clippers was going to be like a 6-7 games. It's going into game 6. Denver just won last night. That should be, you know, go down to the finish. I'm pretty sure last episode I picked Clippers in 7. I don't know why I thought, you know, betting against Jokic, but I mean, there's still more to tell. We'll see. Thunder took care of business in 4 against Shooter Morant. Ha.
Ooh.
Ooh, get him. And then what's the other one? Oh, the Lakers are down 3-1 to Anthony Edwards tonight. That's actually a little bit surprising.
Wouldn't you just hate to see the Lakers lose first round? Wouldn't
Minnesota
that just suck?
In 5, they ended tonight.
Wouldn't that know. Just suck?
I know. Love Anthony Edwards too. He can put a team on his back.
If they win tonight, after the way like Luka looked at him when they won by like 60 last year, I hope he's right in his face.
Yeah, there's not a lot of guys in the NBA anymore that can literally just put a team on his back. Like Anthony Edwards is one. I think Jason Tatum is one. Jokic is one. Steph Curry certainly can still do it. Other than that, I mean, starting to run out of names. Donovan Mitchell, throw him on there. But a lot of teams, you know, it's a team base to get, you know, advance in the tournament nowadays. Don't get me wrong, the Celtics are, you know, a dynamite team, but there's guys in this 100% league that are just different than everyone else. And, you know, that's a handful of people I just named right there. Even Giannis, like Giannis, great player, but I think he had like one of the games he had like 45 and 25 and they still lost.
And in that Clippers series, Kawhi still got it.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Still
you don't
got
see
it.
Him. You don't see him too often, no. But still got it.
And then the other side, NHL playoffs. I haven't followed as much as I should. I'm hearing the Maple Leafs might collapse.
Wouldn't you just hate to see it? Just like the league. Oh, my God. Losing, being up 3-0 and losing the Battle of Ontario. I've never needed to see Maple Leafs Square exit as badly as I needed.
Yeah, so they just got the second game back, so it's 3-2. Ullmark's playing well for the Senators.
Stonewall in game 6. Make every fan in that square cry game 7.
Oh, yeah.
Please, Ottawa.
And we have Washington up 2-0 on Montreal tonight. Do you think it's loser mentality for Bruins fans to just be completely happy with Montreal being eliminated in the first round?
No. fuck Montreal forever.
Yeah, it is kind of a loser mentality with your team not in the playoffs, losing for someone else, but I'll take that any day.
Yeah, you want the Canadians to beat Ovi?
No way. Not this year. This is his year.
Get the fuck out of here.
This is his damn year.
It just happens to be the Canadians. I hope all the teams that play the Capitals lose miserably. Yeah. I hope Ovi fucking wins it all.
And then the only series I really, sat down and watched is the Battle of Florida. Florida up 3-1. I think Marchand has like 3 or 4 points, doesn't have a goal yet. But that's a good fight as well. I think Florida's another team that can easily, do what they did last year. Just a lot, you get Ovi maybe next round or the Maple Leafs. A lot of competition, I think, in both conferences. Winnipeg, I think all Western Conference was 2-2. Winnipeg gets St. Louis tonight. Golden Knights beat the Wild last night, I believe.
Yeah.
Is that right? So 3-2 there.
The Western teams are definitely a lot closer to each other than the Eastern teams.
Yeah, Edmonton went up the 3-2 on the Kings last night, and Carolina is the first team to send themselves to the next round with an OT win over the Devils to end it in 5. So a lot going on there in the NHL. Be interested to see who, because I think the NHL is so different than any other sport. Like, who knows who's going to be in the cup? Like, that's a coin flip.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Especially in the West.
Like, who was...
You could probably wheedle the East down to probably, like, one or two teams. Like, every team that is in it still in the West, like, it could be them in the West.
Yeah, like...
Literally everyone.
St. Louis and Monty snuck themselves into the playoffs as the last wild card, playing Winnipeg, who won the President's Trophy. I get they're just known for choking in the first round, Winnipeg Jets are, but that's a 2-2 series right now.
Yeah.
So, like, if you want to compare that to basketball, 1-8 seed... Like, that doesn't happen.
Never.
That never happens.
You're trying to sniff one as the 18 in basketball. Never mind.
That's a good series.
Yeah, exactly. You like achieved what you want.
For sure. We'll hop in the Bruins coaching search. So I had an idea last week, even just with no information, just speculating that, the Penguins have had a tough couple years. Open head coaching job for a Marshfield native named Mike Sullivan. Opens up the other day, the Penguins and Mike Sullivan parted ways, and now it's looking like he's either going to be the head coach of the Boston Bruins or the New York Rangers. I don't think there's anywhere else to look forward to. I think it's a perfect fit. I think the Jacobs, I think Neely and Sweeney should do whatever it takes to get him as the head coach, because I think that would really set a lot of things. Plus the little snippet of he is Charlie McAvoy's father-in-law.
Love that.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
I mean, that's all I had on that.
I hope it works, just because I hope they get that out of the way quick, because there's a lot to be done.
Yeah.
Get that done as fast as you fucking can. Yeah. Like, you need a coach, obviously, and get the coach, and then just retool fucking 75% of it. Like, just square one.
Folks, I'm not going to bore you with NHL draft lottery tonight or who I think they're taking. I have no idea who's in the top 10 there. I don't think there's a number one stud where we're like, oh, it could be the next, call it Ovi, Sidney Crosby.
I'm sure there is.
Yeah, we'll see.
We don't know, but I'm sure the kid that's like number one in the NHL draft is like always an absolute fucking...
Usually attack. like 16, though.
Yeah, like, no, like, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Connor Bedard.
Yeah.
So that's a quick Bruins snippet on that. We will hop into the NFL draft recap. Everyone is saying that the Boston, the New England Patriots... balled out in the 2025 NFL draft with their picks over the weekend. But for me, I think, the draft is kind of a crock of shit. And like, for to say someone had a great draft, like, you don't know shit till at least a year from now.
No, of course.
Like, I think, like, it's such a bad take to say, like, did they go out and get the guys that I think they should have? Yeah. So, you had the number four pick. You picked the best offensive tackle available. Will Campbell seems like a great guy. He's saying all the right things. Hopefully he, is not small enough to where he has to move over to guard. That's like the bottom line with him. Second round pick, completely surprising, but a Mike Vrabel pick. Travion Henderson, who was elite at Ohio State this
absolute
year.
Absolute stud. For years.
They're looking
for,
looking for explosive guys. Him could be definitely the third down back. We'll see what they do with Stevenson and who's the other guy? Backup running back. Gibson. Cool. You'll see what they do with the trio of that. Speaking of explosive guys, everyone's been I think out of all the guys the Patriots picked, Kyle Williams out of Washington State has been the number one guy. Just seeing his highlights, the first six plays this year is just him running away from people, runs a 4.3 40, you know, but in the third round, picked 69. I want to see it before, you know, I jump to this conclusion of we got an absolute steal in the third round.
I will not believe in a receiver drafted by the Patriots until I see it.
Yeah, exactly.
I will not. I'm not saying I think it's a bad pick or anything. We have just drafted so many receivers that just nothing.
The most I can say is it's in the right direction. You picked what you needed in the first round. The next two picks, you picked two explosive guys on offense that you need. You didn't have an explosive guy on the team all, you know, last, call it three, four seasons.
No, and yeah. Now with Diggs, they have to all step up because now you do not have the number one on you.
Yeah.
Like, you have, like, you're a young, newer receiver. Now you're on the side with the young, newer cornerback, most likely.
Yeah.
And, so, like, you gotta beat him every once in a while.
So Williams is going to hop in there with Booty, Jalen Polk, Kendrick Bourne, all these guys competing for jobs. Kyle Williams should make the team as a third rounder, but all these guys are on the chopping block outside of probably Douglas of, hey, should we move on from this guy? Probably Polk's safe too, just because he's a second year, second round.
But you got to be fighting for catches. You got to fight when it's thrown to you. You got to catch it.
Exactly. Or you're going to, you know, take a back seat to a lot of these mid-tier receivers. We know we have a number one guy when healthy now with Stephon Diggs, but who's going to step up after that? Who's going to stay on the team come, you know, opening day, and who's not? You know, another couple picks. I think the round 4-2, Josh Farmer, they were talking about, you know, maybe getting the guy from Michigan in the first round. I get it. He's a fourth round pick, but it seems like he's the type of guy who could come in and, you know, get snaps as the defensive tackle, working around with Barmore, Williams, all those guys.
So, I fucking hated that guy, which is great news because he's from Florida State. So.
And then I want to give you the floor. We drafted a kicker, by the way, round 6, Andres Borregales. Is that right?
Yeah, Borregales.
What was your take on this year as a University of Miami guy?
Missed one kick, 45 yarders week one, did not miss a kick the rest of the season.
That's pretty good. We'll see how it goes. Those, like,
now granted, and I think it was like the Pat McAfee show that brought this up too, like, Miami, not New England. Yeah. For kicking, obviously.
Well, no, you think of the guy from Florida State a handful of years back. And same thing. I mean, Arroyo, that happened to him. Aguayo, whatever his name was. He was ended up being really bad. So
yeah, but he went to Florida State.
I just wonder, like, taking Julian Ashby with the 7th round there, could they have used these picks on, like, more qualified guys to be drafted at different positions and they could have just got them in free agency?
I mean, if you need a specialist, that's probably where to take him, because there's no guarantee. Like, if they went position player, there's, like, no guarantee that guy would sniff a snap. You know what I mean?
That's true. And then there's Julian Ashby.
Like, at least
guy.
That guy's gonna kick. Yeah. That guy's gonna long snap. Like, at least you got something there.
You cut Cardona, the last guy on the Patriots roster who played with Tom Brady. Shout out to him.
Yeah.
10 years of long snap. Like, that's easy money.
Oh.
If you can long snap, dude, you can drink beer as fucking.
No, that's
gotta
be
day.
One of the greatest jobs of all time.
I mean, he must be like straight edge something, you know.
Yeah,
how many in the military?
What is he,
but
three rings? Long snapper?
I think at least two.
Yeah, I mean, it's gotta be at least
10,
two. Yeah.
10 years, dude. He was definitely on the 28-3 and the Rams. I don't know if he was on the Malcolm Butler team, but
still incredible stuff.
I mean, I want to say it was a good draft, but we're not gonna know. I think the draft is so fucked, including fucked the guy who pranked phone call Shedeur Sanders. That was I think that was kind of fucked up.
That's extremely fucked up.
Yeah, I don't think it was. I personally don't think it was funny at all.
No, it's not funny.
No,
but you know, Deion Sanders, king of Florida State, not really my guy.
Yeah, and the guy.
So, but no, that's very uncool.
Guy's son, it was that.
All
rich guy was the defensive coordinator, hard ass for the Jets, and now he is on.
Falcons.
He's with the Falcons. So he got fined $100,000 and the Falcons got fined $250,000.
Yeah, well, the Falcons had to release like a tweet like immediately. Like, they were like, we had nothing to fight. Like, they were like, we don't condone this.
So
like,
that was
this
a
guy's an idiot.
$350,000 phone call.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
No, tough. No, it's very uncool.
I don't know who's like, checking their minutes nowadays, but I don't think anyone's getting like. Paying that much for fucking a phone call.
No, absolutely not. No. And I mean, you don't think the Sanders family like can find out who you are? Like, how did you think you were going to get away with that?
And like new inmates like get a free phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like that, it just sounded like a bad idea. And it did. I think it happened to a couple people. That was just the more notable because he was sitting around till the fifth round, which was also kind of bullshit in my opinion. People were trying to make it about like race and stuff. I'm not going to even touch that.
What was bullshit was him like months ago. It was like a two-man race between him and Cam Ward.
Yeah.
And if you watch college football, that race was so fucking far apart. Like, I don't think Shedeur Sanders should have followed all the way to the fifth round. I don't believe that. He is nowhere fucking close to as good as Cam Ward is.
No.
Not even comparable. Like, absolutely not even close.
I think he should have been a third round pick.
Yeah, something like that. Maybe late second.
I hate how he's taken by the Browns. So now it's him, Dylan Gabriel, Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and one other guy. Like, they're just going to battle out for jobs.
All of sports.
And Deshaun Watson.
Easily dumbest franchise. Easily. You name a sport, the Cleveland Browns are the dumbest in all of them.
No, I will say Dylan Gabriel got picked 60 picks before Shedeur Sanders. Like, that is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's awful. That's awful.
That guy's the same. I mean.
See, this is what I'm saying. Long snappers and kickers.
Yeah. Back to Tim Tebow. Bring him up probably once a month. Tim Tebow was better than Dylan Gabriel. I will just say that. And that's how bad it is. Yeah.
Yeah, but he went first round.
Yeah.
That's just an egregious pick.
Yeah.
I know you love that guy. Everyone in that room should have been fired.
It was Josh McDaniels, and he was fired.
Precisely.
So that's fair.
Good coordinator, bad coach.
Yep. Do we dare touch this Bill Belichick stuff? So do you want to hear about it? Do you want me to tell you about it?
Yeah, put it in detail. Put it in.
Okay. Explain. So he got on this CBS morning news thing, which is a big feel good news, like in the morning, for his book to write about his career. And they started asking questions about the relationship and got away from it, which like you usually do. Like what you talk about the book is usually the entree and then everything else. Like there's any celebrity who does it. And this is a feel good show, by the way. And Jordan, his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, I guess it's his PR person too, along with his girlfriend. And she's just on the side saying, we're not talking about that. The guy asked where they met. They met on a plane allegedly. And she even like shut that down too. I mean, I give her credit. Just chase whatever money you can get. She's 24 years old out of college. She's on her second 70-year-old at this point, 67-year-old. Dated another like senior citizen before that. Gets in the PR gig with the greatest coach of all time. This is all on Bill Belichick.
You know, Bill was like, I need a PR guy. And she was like, yeah, let it be. Because, like, it's not fucking tweeting. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
but it's just, it's insane how far it's gone to where even his brother's wife commented on one of these videos saying no one in this family likes her.
I'm sure.
Yeah. No, like, that's out there now. Yeah. That's a fact. And then he sends, like, this email to like all those people saying like how dare they like give me this interview where they were going to ask me other questions, and then Jordan posted it on her own Instagram. It's crazy to me how the greatest coach of all time just goes to the lowest of the low. And don't get me wrong, like I think there's wrongdoings on both sides, but if you're a 72-year-old trying to get like getting a 24-year-old, like respect, but at the end of the day, this is just ugly.
He's got to go SEC. The ACC, that's no way you do this
well,
stuff.
Even North Carolina came out with a statement. Like the insiders are saying it's not going well so far to start. And I guess she's like a lunatic in the whole thing. So,
you know, like go to Arkansas and fucking like you and fucking John Calipari just tag teaming headlines down there.
I think this whole fiasco is just like the end of a possibility of a return to the NFL for him to pass Don Shula's record. I think this is like an official, like that's not happening anymore.
No, yeah, that's toast.
Yeah, I think that's all gone. I don't think it has a chance to, you know.
Although very shitty, stupid football teams exist. Like the Browns went for Deshaun Watson. Like there's fucking really dumb teams out there.
Who are just in for a money grab too.
Yeah.
But yeah, overall, great stuff from Bill Belichick. Shout out.
Yeah. All about the U. Can't wait to kick his ass.
I know. He's not playing BC, I don't think, right?
I don't believe
it. Not that I care.
I don't know about their schedule.
No. Baseball minute. Sox are getting healthy. I did look at 2 weeks ago when I like wrote up. It said Sox are slumping, Yankees suck. So we've done a lot. Both teams have done a lot better since then. Alex Bregman, I'll say priority number one of the offseason, getting him. Getting the job done. I think he's 450 in his last seven games, has seven home runs in April. Clearly worth all the money that they paid him, $40 million a year. This offense is getting it together against the Blue Jays. They took two or three over the weekend. They just seem to be getting going in a sense where they weren't really doing this 2 weeks ago. Still a long season, very short sample size, but they have Lucas Giolito coming out today. I think he's thrown five shutout innings so far, seven Ks. So he had his first game in a Red Sox uniform after being on the team for a year and change. Brian Bayo came back last week. I mean, if you get down to brass tacks of it, don't get me wrong, Taron Hawk's kind of on my shit list right now of, you know, the way he's pitching. But if you have Crochet, if you have Walker Buehler, you have Tanner thrown in, and then you finally, your back end of rotation is going to be Giolito and Brian Bayo, that's looking like a pretty good damn starting five.
Decent.
And then the offense, I don't think there's like anything besides Casas. He can just like, they trade him for a box of, you know, balls. I really don't care. And then their catching position with Nevarez. It's never going to get any better until they make a move for a catcher. I think that would be something they look down the road, maybe at the deadline. But talking about Duran, you know, he's really stepped up to his game. Devers, you know, as long as he's hitting the ball, I think he has a homer and a double tonight. I said Bregman's playing well. Story's a hit or miss. Still can't hit a fastball. I don't think he has one home run over a 95-mile-an-hour pitch this year. Sadon Raffaello doesn't have a hit on a fastball this year, which is crazy.
That's insane.
Isn't that insane? I heard that today. Nuts. That's nuts. And then Christian Campbell is, I think he's at least top 10 in batting average, you know, so far in the month of April. So I don't think there's anything wrong with their starting nine. That's the thing with baseball. Pitching, if you don't have it, it's not going to come anytime soon. Hitting, if you're not hitting and you have the right guys, it's eventually going to come. And don't get me wrong, they're sitting at 17-14 right now, so call it 30. You know, they still have over 130 games in. There's a lot to go.
Plenty of time.
They're currently sitting a game and a half behind the Yankees. Even the Orioles are in the cellar right now at 11-18. That's surprising. I mean, they'll probably get it going, but again, that's a team that didn't really do anything with their pitching, starting pitching this offseason, and it's turned out, you know, for the worst for them.
All they did was lose Corbin Burns, I think.
Yeah, and they didn't pick anyone up. Blue Jays, they're playing tonight. Again, a dynamite lineup. They just signed Vladimir Guerrero for all the money in the world.
Yeah.
But another team that doesn't have a lot of pitching, and then the Rays are going to be the Rays. They're going to use their, you know, the low spending, their guys to get, you know, prospects.
You know what scares me is that they've reached the point where I don't know any of them anymore. And that's when, like, they're scary.
That's scary. That's very scary.
Like, when you don't know a single fucking person on the Rays, that's when you, like, got to worry about the Rays. Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Then Randy Arozarena shows up and fuck, you know what I mean, out of nowhere. Isaac Paredes.
But now he's gone and got paid.
No, exactly.
That's how it takes. How are the Yankees doing? I haven't really watched the Yankee game.
Aaron Judge is going to be MVP once again.
Okay.
Still hitting over 400. Trent Grisham is an absolute monster who just just comes in and hits home runs.
Trent Grisham, I think I have MLB The Show 23. He's the nine hitter for the San Diego Padres.
And he's batting 294 with eight home runs.
Wow.
He's killing it. Paul Goldschmidt's hitting like 363, has the second most hits in the MLB.
So Judge at this point.
The bat's on fire.
Batting month of April, batting 412. That's first in the league. Nine homers, tied for third, 29 ribbies. Second, OPS is first. I don't need to read you that number, but he's playing pretty damn well.
Yeah, and that OPS one's probably just like miles above fucking the next.
I would love to know that. Either way,
I would assume yes. But they look a good. Rodona's look good pitching. Kind of the middle of the pack pitching because the starters, the bullpen has still been lights out. Devin Williams hasn't been everything he's supposed to be, but they're moving him into the eighth role and giving Luke Weaver back the ninth. And I mean, Weaver was absolutely phenomenal down the stretch last year. So
when will Paul Skeens get traded to the Yankees?
3 years.
3 years? Okay. 3 years. That's fair. Yeah, give him a couple on the
It'll be like Gerrit Cole's swan song, and then like bang, Skeens is on the team.
Yeah. No, I just like he just looks like a Yankee.
He already rocks the mustache. Yeah, he already
looks like a Yankee.
It's literally that.
Like maybe like Dodger, just because like anyone can be a Dodger, but like I'm even as a Red Sox fan, I just know it's inevitable that guy will be on the New York Yankees someday. It's not even a tough call. Like we called Celtics in five. That's not a tough call. No. I think it's the same ballpark.
No, and you can already start talking about that because there ain't no one on earth that's going to be a lifelong Pirate.
If you are, you are depressing.
Yeah, like even Andrew McCutchen had to leave, and he probably had like the best Pirates career of fucking.
No, he's going to be like their number one guy.
Yeah.
He's going to be like my Ted Williams or.
Yeah, like literally. Yeah, DiMaggio. Like, Ramato Clemente, Roberto Clemente, then him. Yeah. Like that is fucking the Pittsburgh Pirate. Barry Bonds a little like.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's any UFC coming up. Not real. You got Corey Sandhagen and Deiveson Figueiredo.
Yeah.
Those are two like lifers, and then you have Bo Nickel fighting.
That fight's really wild because there's like a 2-inch reach difference, but there's like a 7-inch difference in height.
Yeah.
Like it's going to be like weird watching that.
So Corey's obviously way taller.
Yeah.
So Devinson has a longer reach?
No, two inches shorter.
Other way, okay.
2 inches shorter, so, but...
That's how
when you're 7 inches shorter, you would think the reach is nowhere close.
That's how I felt about the eye test when I saw it of Patty the Batty versus Michael Chandler. Like, Patty the Batty was just way taller, had way longer. Like, that makes a huge difference, obviously.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's why when you Adesanya fights back in the day, it had this big, stocky guy, and then you just had, like, you know, skinny, lanky Adesanya just, like, leaning back, flinging all this shit from fucking nowhere and eventually catching it.
Yeah. Any thoughts on Jordan Travis retiring?
Legit zero.
Florida State guy went to the Jets, probably just, like, the worst combination you could ever have.
And that's what killed him.
At least for Steele's eyes.
Yeah. No, that's what killed, because they were like, that, like because like the Aaron Rodgers thing happened, so the Jets like rushed his recovery from like a horrifically bad, like much as I hate both, like his injury was legit, like horrific. Like he had a bad ACL tear.
Yeah.
And so I mean, honestly, like prayers up to that guy. Like that sucks that you have to retire that young. You just can't play anymore.
No, tough go. And then just on football real quick, is Will Howard going to lead the Pittsburgh Steelers to the playoffs this year? Like, probably.
They also took Captain Jack Sawyer from Ohio State, too.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, like, they kind of just, like, ripped Ohio State.
I was going to say, the more it goes, the less I think Aaron Rodgers is going to the Steelers. And I kind of just want this, like, little dance he's playing to be done. Like, no one's getting a thrill out of this at all.
Well, you know what fucking is the key to success I saw?
What?
Philadelphia Eagles, 15 starters from either Bama or Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
It's that easy. It's that fucking easy. Why don't, like, just draft everyone from Bama or Georgia and become the Super Bowl champ? Literally that easy.
Any third-tier football fan would be able to, like,
exactly,
classify
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
That's madness.
There was another fucking stat I saw back on baseball. It was the Rockies. They're, like, 4-26 or something.
4-26.
And the stat was, like, the National League.
Holy shit.
Started like 150 years ago, and this is the worst start in its history.
Oh my God. Who's even on? Is Chris Bryant on this team still?
I don't know. He's not playing well, though.
Hunter Goodman. You know your team sucks when your catcher is leading all your fucking leaders.
Oh, yeah, that's not good.
That's
even
not good.
Even batting average?
Hey, if you're trying to go to Oracle Park Thursday night for the Rockies at Giants, $6 to get in. $6. Why not?
Overpriced.
We'll probably end on that. I want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, the Law Offices of Patrick J. Foley. If you're looking for legal, proper representation for, you know, first-time home buyers trying to close down on a house, look no further than Patrick J. Foley, located at 265 Willard Street, Quincy, Massachusetts. Want to give a big shout-out to Hedgebetter, Justin, doing everything you do. We are sharing a studio with Bean Shooter. So we have a couple things here. Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Shout out, I guess. Anything else?
THC.
THC. I guess we'll end it on that. Celtics prediction. Call it the Knicks if they play the Knicks. I think it's like another 5-6 game series.
Five, but fuck the Knicks. Five against the Pistons.
Five. You're saying five ball? Oh, you think?
Yeah.
Oh, you think
they'll play the Pistons?
Yeah, they could. They could puke on themselves. Yeah, I think like five games. I think both those teams are. It would be like a 6-7 game series if they play the Magic, I think.
Yeah. Yep. And I think, because like Bancaro might be the best out of the, like.
Oh, definitely. Like, I like Jalen Brunson's game, but.
Yeah, no, I mean, Brunson and Cade Cunningham, both studs. Yeah. No doubt about it. I'm not saying that, but like Bancaro's probably better than both of them.
Agreed. Oh, big time. All right, I guess we'll end there. Episode 187 in the books. We'll see you next time.